So it's just after 10 o'clock in North County Dublin as I walk out the back garden with the dogs. I've literally just popped out and I feel like I'm having to swap hands here as I walk around. It is that cold. The AccuWeather iPhone app was showing 0 Celsius as the actual temperature in Ballybohol. It said that there was a real feel of minus 10 eeks, and it feels like it's minus ruddy 40s, to be honest. The funny thing is it's showing also 100% relative humidity, which is, 100% water is a ruddy puddle, to be very honest with you, but what's changed since I last spoke to you is up above in the sky is pretty much a blanket of white, heavy, dark cloud. Ooh, that's cold wind. My back garden, in all honesty, looks like, pictures you used to draw when you were a nipper, and of a winter scene, maybe. It looks as though everywhere has been just scattered in a layer of caster sugar, and I mean everything. I can just about pick out the barbecue, the roof of what's left of my glass house, my office down the back, the cars, everything, the gatepost, the hedge. But the big thing is from a transport, a driving point of view, what's actually happened out on the road is that the ice and the tracks that were there earlier, sorry about the wind coming down the phone if it is, but the ice on the road has frozen solid and it's been scattered with a layer of snow. And the temperatures, if you go by the hourly gig on the AccuWeather app, the snow that's fallen now is set to freeze on top of that again. So, going further into the early hours of the morning, it's due to snow. I think it's about 3 and 5 o'clock, it's due to snow again. And the lowest it's supposed to hit, as it's telling me now, is about -2. So what you're essentially going to get is frozen snow, freezing solid, not roll a snowman thing. That's going to freeze over, crust, then it's going to drop on that top of that again, crust. And if it snows anywhere between that and 8 in the morning, based on where I am, I will not be getting outside the front gate, to be honest with you. Anything I will be doing is on foot. I know, even walking out the road there, I nearly went on my tush more than three times. It's almost, you're walking like you're walking a tightrope, if that makes any sense. I mean, it's a beautiful scene. It really, really is out here. It's a beautiful scene if you're inside looking out. Would I expect there will be as many people trying to make it to work and home again tomorrow? No, not on your Nelly. Not based on what's happening around me now. Not based on the temperature reports that I've seen, the weather reports. You must be joking. I do have to say a massive thanks though to the amount of people who it really is appreciated, because I'm so remote where I am. The amount of people who've just sent me the texts and the emails. George, hiya, if you're listening, just to say, hope everything's okay, and if you need anything and if we can help, just holler. It really is appreciated. I know there were people in Ireland today just saying, even there on Twitter, it took them 5 hours to get home. I know there are people whose flights are delayed. I'm not exactly too sure what the situation is with Dublin Airport, but as far as I could gather and the last I could gather, I think flights were once again cancelled. I know it's happening in the UK as well. Maybe if Mark Rock or one of the Audio Boot team is listening, maybe they could get us the worst and the best weather reports from over there. According to Paul O'Mahony in Cork, everything seems to be fine and dandy in Cork. It seems to be only Dublin that's getting it. But it's, I'm sure that's not exactly the case. But according to Paul and O'Mahony Tot, hashtag, that was the case. I also know there are a couple of lads in Dublin City tonight. Am I correct on this one? And they're doing an overnight on the street. Have I got that one right? For to raise a few bob. I'll try and find a link for that, for those who are interested in chucking in a few bob. Yeah, you know, to anybody who's outside in the great outdoors, to those looking to make your way home, whatever you do, just stay safe on the roads. I know I'm going to go in now and get a cup of tea. Yeah, tough one for a gardener to see this. Really is. It's a little bit of a toughie. I mean, it's beautiful, and don't get me wrong, quite picturesque, but I'd prefer if this was the 25th of December. That means I wouldn't have to travel to eat my mother-in-law's cooking, for which I am possibly about to be struck by a bolt of lightning for that one. Until the next weather report. You'll find me on Twitter. I'm at Donegan Gardens over there. I'm on email. That's info@donneganlandscaping.com. What was that? Oh, yeah, at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. info@donneganlandscaping.com is the email. And if you're really, really bored this evening, you can head across to www.donneganlandscaping.com and check out the blog. For me, Peter Donegan, take care from the freezing depths of Ballybottle. And so by the way, congratulations to the Ipswich Town football team through to the quarterfinals of the cup this evening. I thought you'd never score in Royston. I have faith. Take care, have a good evening, folks. Take care, bye bye.